This month, a group of states, including Massachusetts, will release a plan to cut down carbon emissions from the region's biggest source, transportation. It's called the Transportation and Climate Initiative, or TCI. The states are focused on developing a cap-and-trade program for fuel. Governor Baker's administration has estimated this could generate up to $500 million a year in new revenue for the state. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka joins us now to talk more about the plan, which is expected in the coming weeks. Hi, Zeninjor.
Hi, Bob.
So let's start this way. Who's part of the TCI, the Transportation and Climate Initiative?
Yeah, so TCI is an effort by 12 eastern states and the District of Columbia to reduce carbon pollution from trucks and cars. And that's really important because about 40% of emissions in Massachusetts come from transportation. That's actually larger than any other sector. Transportation is also the only sector where we've seen emissions have grown over time, according to the state. Dan Seeger, the state's Undersecretary of Environmental Affairs, says a regional approach is really critical.
We see reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the transportation sector as kind of the number one thing that we have to tackle to achieve all of our climate goals. All the work that we've done within Massachusetts has really pointed to working regionally to address this.
Now, Massachusetts has its own goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but the idea here is that we need a regional approach because transportation and emissions cross borders.
So what would TCI do? How would it work, Zeninjor?
The key policy focus here is a cap and invest or cap and trade program. So this is how it would work. There would be a cap set on fuel emissions, and fuel suppliers could then buy allowances based on that cap. And the cap would be lowered over time. So TCI is basically just like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which focused on reducing emissions produced by power plants. TCI aims to do basically the same thing with transportation. And advocates that I've spoken to say that this type of policy will create an economic and business incentive to move towards cleaner fuels, because cleaner fuels create less pollution, so companies would need to buy fewer allowances under the cap. Here's Chris Dempsey, the director of the advocacy group Transportation for Massachusetts.
It's a policy that is meant to put itself out of business over time. It is intentionally meant to reduce emissions, and as those emissions are reduced, the demand for those permits should be reduced also until we move to a much more electrified and decarbonized transportation system.
And I should note, too, that the revenue that comes from TCI would go to the states that are part of this program, and it's meant to support cleaner transportation infrastructure.
What will this mean for drivers? Is it going to push up gasoline prices?
Yeah, that's a key question I'm sure many people are wondering. And right now, it's unclear exactly how much this will cost consumers, but it stands to reason that there will certainly be some costs that are passed along to drivers. There have been some estimates that I've seen that it may add somewhere between 10 and 15 cents per gallon of gas, but the emissions cap is still being negotiated, so we don't know yet for sure.
10 to 15 cents per gallon of gas, would that make it a gas tax?
Well, some people argue that does make it a gas tax, at least from the consumer or the driver's perspective. But some also say that TCI is really more of a fee. Really, here's the key difference with the gas tax. This is not something that you pay at the pump, at least not directly. It's more of a fee for fuel suppliers who, as I said, may pass that cost along to drivers. Also, the gas tax is a flat price per gallon, and that's on any type of fuel. With TCI, the goal is to move towards cleaner fuel. So the cleaner the fuel, the less cost under the program. But again, TCI may actually feel like a gas tax to drivers because they'll likely pay more at the pump. And there's real concern about that, about having TCI on top of the state's gas tax, which lawmakers are also considering raising. Here's Brian Moran of the New England Convenience Store and Energy Marketers Association. His group represents fuel suppliers.
You know, ultimately, it's going to be, you know, a very significant cost, you know, particularly because TCI is designed to, you know, affect behavior. And the higher you price something, the more costly it becomes, the less likely you're going to use it, or you're going to seek an alternative. So ultimately, TCI is to likely get gasoline priced out of people's pockets.
So in the big picture, the plan for this cap and trade program will be released this month, as I understand it. Does that make it a done deal?
Well, not exactly. The states will have some time to comment on this plan and suggest any changes. They plan to put out a final agreement sometime in the spring, and each state will have to figure out how to implement it. And that's likely going to take time because there's different regulatory processes in each state that's involved in this initiative. And of course, I should note that some states may end up opting out of this plan too. So with the release of the draft plan this month, we'll hopefully get some answers to some big questions, such as what is the cap level? Will it do enough to cut down emissions? There are also concerns about equity and making sure that there isn't a disproportionate burden placed on certain populations, so rural residents who don't have many options besides cars, as well as low-income people who may struggle to afford higher gas prices.
All right. WBUR's Ninjor and Wemeco will be covering details of the Transportation and Climate Initiative, the TCI, when it comes out. Ninjor, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
You're welcome.